Thanks for joining Success in the Evening. I'm your host and coach, Ricky Terry, president of One Due North LLC, your professional mentoring company. Today's message comes from our live broadcast, which you can be a part of every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. on NLGradio.com. The question of the day was, if you could invite three people to your dinner party, who would you invite? I can't wait to hear your answer. But in the meantime, take a listen to this and please audio record your response. I'd love to hear from you. And we may play your recording live on air.
Coach, we got a caller in, calling out of the U.S. Virgin Islands, actually, to answer the question of the day. Caller, are you with us?
I sure am.
Hey, did I understand you're calling from the U.S. Virgin Islands?
You sure did.
Oh, my God, Virginia, how are you, baby?
I am great. I was told I needed to call you Coach Terry.
That boy's something else in that chair, isn't he?
He
is over here popping me because, you know, he has to make sure that we stay straight.
We got rules.
Yeah, we got rules over here. We don't follow none of them, but
you got to understand, we have somebody to answer to.
He said at all times. I said, sure thing.
Now, for my listeners, this is Virginia, and we go way, way, way back. We like babies and pacifiers almost, and she's calling in from... And
Joshua wasn't even born yet.
Way back. That is right. Joshua wasn't even around. And you are currently living in the U.S. Virgin Islands. And I want to thank you for taking, one, the time to call. And two, I can't wait to hear.
Before you go any further, can promote my town.
So come on with it.
St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. Yes.
Wow. And how are the U.S. Virgin Islands right now? What's going on there?
We went through two Category 5 hurricanes in 2017, and it was devastating, to say the least. And we're still in hurricane recovery mode. You know, we still have a lot of damage and things that we're trying to get fixed and still trying to move forward. We're doing better, but we haven't recovered. I still have hurricane PTSD. I won't even lie about it, you know, and it still hurts. When I think about what we went through and then what people will go through, Category 5 is no joke.
And the recovery takes a long, long, long time. I remember when a tsunami hit Hawaii when I was stationed there, the recovery took years. And we're talking about Hawaii, so we're going to keep you in our prayers. We're going to keep, all of the islands in our prayers. But let's get to something. What's your three you would invite
so,
to
you
your
know,
dinner
it's
table?
Not, it's, so it's Yeah, so, you know, it would have typically been Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, and Jesus, you know?
Okay.
But lately, the Pope has been intriguing me.
Okay.
So I'm like, I want to know about him in particular. Like, what's going through your mind? Because there seems to be, he seems to really have a very strong moral center that's conflicting with Catholicism.
Okay.
So I would love, and as a Catholic, I'm a Catholic myself, that would be the, you know, he would be the, you know, like the primary person I would like to have a conversation with at dinner. Like, you know, you are very morally centered, but then you have to adhere to these, you know, Catholic practices.
Yep.
And how do you reconcile that? Because I'm a Catholic. Well, I would say more like a non-practicing Catholic, and I understand that. And the reason why I'm non-practicing, I was baptized in Catholic Church, went to Catholic school, did the whole nine yards. And there were some personal issues for me why I'm like, I can't no longer actively engage in the church, you know?
You know, so, I have to stay quiet on those subjects, right?
I know.
Look, I have someone I have to answer to, so I have
to
stay quiet.
Don't hurt my religion.
Okay, so we got the Pope. Who else we got?
Yeah, definitely Michelle and Barack Obama, their evolution, you know,
okay.
From where they started, you know, from the inner city, the struggle, you know, to higher learning, to maintaining, because we know it's not easy, a successful relationship.
No.
You know, I actually look to, in the work that I do now, because it's been a very hard struggle for me, sometimes emotionally. I look to the things that Barack Obama says, take the long view, you know?
And that is important.
Think about the greater good and that sort of thing in order to sustain me. So, yeah, I would like, can I pick your brain while I'm going through this journey? Because, Lord, I need it.
Okay, so we got the Pope, we got Michelle and Barack Obama, and I was just informed by my son over the weekend, they come as a team. I disagreed, but he says they come as a team. And your final choice?
That would be
the Lord. I can't. Now you're gonna have, let me make sure you understand, you have the Pope and the and Jesus there.
That's
very wholesome conversation.
Fun?
As an intellectual exercise, I would definitely enjoy seeing those two individuals interact. Because historically,
okay, so you get where I'm coming from.
Historically, the Pope has always been a political position. Mm-hmm. And so for the Pope and Jesus Christ to be in the same place in a conversation would definitely be interesting to see how the Pope justified the things that they do.
Well, I think... Go ahead, Carla.
Well, I'm just saying, because one of the other things, like, you know, as Christians, sometimes we forget that, Jesus is Jewish.
See, y'all about to start some stuff.
I would love
to see, like, the whole dynamic of that conversation when it comes to religion, because I think if you are a follower of Jesus, it was less about religion and more about being morally good and doing what is morally right.
Mm. Pastor Bush just talked about that last week. He made it very clear. I'm not here for religion. I'm here for a relationship, and so I'm gonna stick with that. But I do want to know one thing. Do you have an extra chair so I can just kind of eavesdrop into that conversation? Because I love your dinner setting, by the way. I almost wanna ask what you gonna serve, but I'm scared to ask what you gonna serve because you got the Pope.
Well, as long as it's not Friday, you don't have to serve fish. You can go with anything you want.
See, you just
fish. We don't do a whole Caribbean setting. What are you talking about? We got to do cocktail.
See, now you about to get
that,
her fired up.
That's right.
Hey, I got one question for you before
we have Caribbean food.
I got one question for you before we let you go. When you coming back to the stateside?
November sometime. I got some projects that I'm working on, you know, and so then I'm taking a break. Well, actually, maybe January.
Please stop by and see us, and I can't thank you enough for calling in, and I know you are doing a yeoman's job in terms of the community activists. I know that you led the charge in getting things beautified and cleaned back up and making your home, you know, a place you would be proud to have people come. And I've watched your work. I've monitored you on your social media. And I'm so proud that you didn't let any obstacles stop you from doing what you were called to do. And I just beg of you, please remember to keep me a chair at the table. I want to be a part of that, if nothing else, just to listen when you host your dinner party. You hear me, Virginia?
Most certainly. And you know that thing, you know, I keep this in mind. You know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm here for a purpose, and I continue doing what I'm doing.
Hey, Virginia? Virginia?
Yes?
Was that a rooster I just heard in the background coming from you?
You sure did.
Well, I have not had a chance to hear your voice in over 2 years, I think, and this was really fun. I was not expecting this.
I was hoping we were going to get into it a little bit before you figured out who I was, but, you know, I guess the U.S. Virgin Islands, I forgot about caller ID.
Look, here, no, we. I don't know, I don't get to see that. I know U.S. Virgin Islands. I'm going, I know somebody over there. But I want to thank you for calling in. Thank you. We got you. We got your three down. I can't wait to hear what other people say. And I look to be in touch with you again very soon. Guys, I want to know what you think about her three. She gave the Pope. She gave 44 plus. And then she gave the big man upstairs. What you think?
I like the Pope and Jesus conversation. I think that would take up the entire dinner and then some. By itself.
Okay, I know bait when I hear it, so I'm gonna stay on the outside of this. That's okay. Bait. Darian, we got our first caller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, U.S. Virgin Islands, mm-hmm. and she's a community activist, her head's on right, and she's going to have, at her dinner party, first of all, she's going to have...
are we just going to skip my three? Are we just...
Yeah, you're
three. Yeah, you put that last one out there and scared us. I'm worried about those.
I don't even know your full three yet.
You've been listening to Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry. Man, I hope you enjoyed this one. And if you think this is good, you should join us every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. on NLGRadio.com. You can also visit our website at the number one, Due North. That's the number one, DUENORTH.com. All one word, one Due North. .com. We're on Facebook and Instagram under One Due North LLC. I hope we get to meet. Can't wait to have you answer one of the questions. In the meantime, I want you to have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious kind of day. And remember, I am your coach.